Yo, welcome to the pod, Daddy, man. I got another great episode for you guys, man. I got my guy with me. This is my guy from work, man. His name is Lonnie. He's one of the genuinely one of the funniest guys that I know.
Thank you.
So I know we're going to have a good time. Lonnie, you want to say what's up to the people?
What's up, people? It's good to be here.
Hey, yo. Do you have any social media or something like that you want
to
give them?
Nah, to be honest, I check my shit like once a month and make sure all my friends are alive, and that's about it.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, so we just gonna get right into it, man. You know, the pod daddy's gonna always start with a positive moment for you. So the moment I got for you right here is gonna be, it's a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and it goes, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." And that's kind of where we're at right now with all of this voting and just the way the country is being divided. Like, we just got to realize that we all here to just live, you know what I'm saying? So when you're in there and you're voting and you're doing whatever you got to do, just remember that you're not there for any party. You're there for the human race. You're there for what you got to do. Like, don't be swayed by what anybody tells you. Don't be swayed by hate for any particular person or any group of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be voting because that's what you want to do. And you want to further your lineage. So vote for the person that you think could help you further your lineage. You know what I'm saying? Look at education. Look at how they want to tax. Look at the healthcare plans. Because the healthcare plans is going to directly affect your grandparents, your mother, all of those things. So don't think that this is not, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with you. Lonnie, anything you want to say?
Oh, no, just is that that was built in there by the forefathers so we can have a voice heard. And also vote for the guy that you think you can negotiate with. Yeah. That's another thing. Because they're like, oh, you know, this side and that side, they're going to do this. And, you know, I'm not going to get into specifics. But the thing is, like, who do you think you can sit down and negotiate with? And who's the one that just goes off the cuff, you know, because that's not the dude I want driving my car.
Most definitely. All right, so let's get into the fun stuff, man. Going to get into what could be labeled as bullshit, but we're going to have some fun, too. I want to talk about normalizing happiness, man, because I think a lot of people walking around and they just upset for no reason, and we don't have to be like that, man. No. Like, as a people, we should try to find more ways to be happy. Like, I've started to just unload complete, like, any good news I have, like, random good news. Like, yesterday, I cooked a great meal. Like, I may not say that to my family. I may not say that to my best friends, but I'm just going to say it to a complete stranger, because when they look at me, they give me something way different back, because they don't know me. It's like they're just as excited. They might have cooked a good meal, too.
Yeah.
So now they want to tell me about it. Yo, you ever, like, how do you access the happiness in your life day to day?
Well, just being grateful, you know?
Yeah.
Taking a moment just to look at the sky, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just things that I'm from a different generation almost, you know?
Okay, so hold on. All right, that's the best part of this. Lonnie, how old are you?
I am 46 years old.
46, okay. I'm 30. So there's definitely an age gap and some generational differences, you know what I'm saying? So you say you just look at the sky.
I look at the sky. You know, I grew up, you know, washing dishes, doing stuff. And, like, that's what a lot of these, I see kids don't do these days. Like, they don't have anything to polish. They don't have anything to, you know, work on and let their mind kind of suss through things. Everything's, like, super quick, automatic. And, you know, you lose that ability to, how can I say, cope. You know?
Yeah, and just get through the day.
Get through the day.
You lose it.
And you lose that, or you're not taught that because everybody's so busy. So that's one of the things I do, is just try to be grateful. And you know me, I'm always like, I got a smart comment to say. And it's never to bring somebody down, you know, off the cuff. And just, that's how I am, you know, because I like to keep my energy high, you know, and be chill. There's no reason to be mad all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get mad, but then it's like, you know, a lot of times when I get mad, I think about what's making me mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you right now, I'll be honest, 80, 90% of the time, just throw out percentages, make it look legit, that...
whatever you say is stat, though.
Yeah,
you
that's
gotta throw
stat.
A stat at it.
You gotta throw a stat, bro.
Yeah.
87.3% of the time, repeating, of course.
Okay.
It's on me. It's something
that...
The three goes on. You got the little line over three.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's on me. It's something that I have, my own problem, my own baggage, that doesn't allow me to get over that hump.
And that's deep because the first thing that people don't do is look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you got some shit going on, like, especially if it's dealing with somebody else, it's kind of hard to say, well, shit, what the fuck am I doing that's making that person so mad? It's
just like, yeah, what lens am I looking through?
Yeah, it's like, well, shit, nigga, why the fuck are you so mad? And it's just like, no, nigga, I'm mad because you made me mad.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm mad because you're mad.
Yeah. Well, hey, now, that's some shit, too, because now you sitting there walking around the house mad, and they sitting there walking around the house mad. And nobody really had a reason to be mad.
And then you're like, I'm going to go out and get coffee. And you then dump it on the freaking Starbucks or the Dunkin' Donuts guy. Not the name drop, but, you know, the coffee man.
And then you...
That's it. And then you... And that's what you say, normalize happiness. Instead of that...
You should be doing that with the people around you.
Yeah.
You should be just being happy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to unload that shit on any random person. Yeah. You should be able to unload those things. If your friends aren't comfortable with your happinesses... Keep on giving them that shit, man. Make them change that shit, bro. You gotta hear my happiness, man.
You said that, and I like to play devil's advocate. You already know this.
Yeah.
So my thing is, like, how about me? Like, what if I want to be a gatekeeper? Because I'm miserable, you know? And you come up, you tell me this happy news. I'm like, man, look, what a cornball, man. He's so fake.
Well, no. You can't. There are people like that, and that's fucked up. No, you can see. Now, that's not your friend, though. Because if you realize that that's a repetitive cycle, and every time you go to this person, and it's like, hey, man, yo, I'm happy, and that person is like, well, what the fuck is, like, what's the sticker, you know what I mean? Just, it's like, yo, well, fuck you then, you know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you cannot control me like that, like,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, you can't control my, because you're, like, my dad, my dad always told me, since I grew up, don't let anybody have power over you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can change my mood, then you have a power over me.
But you let me change your mood.
But that's what I'm saying. I did. No. But now I realize that I'm letting you do it.
Yeah.
But also I'm realizing that you can do it. Mm-hmm. So I gotta let you out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you can't be around me. If you can alter my mood that much, then that's the time to cut shit off.
Yeah.
But also, you know, push happiness towards them. Pray for happiness for that person that you got to cut off.
That's right.
Because they not giving, you know what I'm saying? If you got to cut off a motherfucker because they can't give you happiness, then you got to pray for that person.
Yeah.
And that's not really a bad thing. They just need a little prayer.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little prayer.
And that's the thing. It's also being able, you know, they say, oh, forgive yourself and you got to forgive your worst enemy. You know, in the sense of that, someone does something to you, you got to think that they're also having a bad day or something else, you know, that got them going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, I hope that you're happy and I hope that you're healthy and I hope that you say, because when you do that, you just, now you're no longer tethered to them with that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You just like let it float off and you wish them the best and I can go to sleep
and you can,
do what
and
you
that's
do.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why we, okay. All right. So happiness.
Happiness.
So while we on the subject of happiness,
mm-hmm.
tell me. Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. You are.
Let me get 40, a sip of water here.
Sip your water. I'm gonna get a sip of my water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mine ain't water.
Why your water got a metal metal cap?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
All right, so, you said you're 46 years old.
46, yeah.
For a portion of your life, you served our country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
So for how long and what branch were you in the military?
I did close to 7 years, and I was in the Army.
You were in the Army.
Active duty
in the Army. Okay, so wow. So we were talking about happiness. What was your happiest moment in the military? Like, what was the moment in the military where you was like, yo, shit, this shit is amazing? Or if your happiest moment was getting the fuck up out of there, that's cool too.
No, actually, that wasn't my happiest moment.
Word. Well, that's good to know.
Because my character, the way I am,
mm-hmm.
Every weekend was my happy moment.
Okay.
You know, whenever I got together with people and we, the camaraderie, that was great, you know? And then also making them, I'm just a weirdo. Like, we used to go out and get drunk and stuff, and then my close friends knew that I would do this, that I would make them... We toast to our parents, you know.
Okay.
You know, whether you like them or not, like yo,
just, you know, take a toast to your parents. Take a toast,
and that's kind of like, always had that agenda. You always have to be thankful about something. Because okay. if you're not, then you, like, you're just going to be a miserable bastard. Like, what's the point of it? And then you're no longer going to allow yourself to be connected to what's around you.
Word.
So, yeah, it's a lot of happy moments like that. You know, and there's always, like, you know, when I had a great shot or, like, you know.
What do you mean a great, hold on, you just said I had a great shot. Were you shooting a person?
No.
Okay.
Never a person. It's at the range.
Okay, at the range.
Shooting
okay.
at people is not as fun as you think it is. Some people like it. I mean, some people are built for that.
That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
But it was at the range, you know, because you want to get a high score, so everybody, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, everybody respects you. You get a little patch on, your jammy.
Uh-huh. And then, like, running, PT, doing that stuff, helping people out. Like, it's all those little moments. It's not like one big moment, because that was a long time to be there. But it was just, you know, a whole bunch of little happy moments.
Okay, so what was your scariest moment there?
My scariest moment is doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, because of the nature of my job, I can't get into a lot of stuff. But I was in the back of a truck, right? No windows, no whatever. They don't tell us. We start moving. I'm like, cool. Then we stop, and they don't tell me to get out. You know, and like, It was nothing happened, right? Let's go. I'm here, right? Everything's cool. But the thing was that when you're in there and that starts to go down and you're trying to be positive, be like, yo, it's all right. But there's nobody communicating with you because it was two times that they forgot about me and both of them scary as hell. They're not communicating with me and I'm sitting there in the back and I'm by myself, usually just a two-man squad and just me. I'm like, all right, cool. I got nothing coming through the mic. I got nothing coming through the headset. I got nothing. I'm just sitting back there like, what is happening right now? Like, right now, like, the whole thing would be on fire. There's zombies running over, whatever. All sorts of bad stuff. The other scary moment was when they left me on the side of a hill. And we're doing an exercise, and they drove me out. And they were telling people that, hey, you know, they were, like, jumping. They were telling, like, you go there. They're like, they told me, like, you go there. So I, boom, they drive off. I didn't even have time to grab my bag. Like, I see the truck is way down the road. And long story short, I was there for like 3 hours. It started raining. This was in Korea. It starts raining. I'm like sinking into the mud. I'm angry. And the problem with me being angry, sometimes I end up doubling down.
Yeah.
So I didn't move. I just laid there and let it rain on me. And I was like halfway in the mud. I was like, when they come back, all they're going to see is a rifle sticking out of the mud. Like fuck these dudes, right?
What the fuck?
But they came back, they got me. But the thing is, when people don't communicate with you and you end up like allowing those demons take you over,
yeah.
You know, all those the uncertainty and this and that, the second guessing, and you lose your happiness, it gets dark quick. It gets dark so quick.
Boy, man, the military, I couldn't imagine being in the military. I thought about it a couple times, but especially being like active duty, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect for you for doing that shit. That shit is really dope. Like, just really doing it. My brother Devin in here, he's in the military as well. And just watching him grow through that whole process, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, I got respect for anybody who's doing that shit. So shout out to everybody who's in the military. Shout out to everybody who serves our country, man. Got to do that.
Yeah, and all the veterans rolling around, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
Word. So, hey, yo, this is the Pod Daddy, and we are fucking honest here. This is going on the internet. The internet is a safe space.
Everything on the internet is true.
Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to talk to me about this, nigga. You got 7 fucking kids, man.
I tried to get the last one named Septimo, but you know what happened, but
yeah. Hold on. What was one of the names for that last one?
Well, we had...
Give me all of them,
Apollo,
to be fair.
Apollo Leonidas.
Strong black man. isn't he?
That's right, man.
What is he actually?
That dude is Cecil Librado. And he's going to be the dopest jazz player ever with that name, bro.
What was the other name?
Oh, man. Well, we had... we were mixing it up. I don't even remember now.
What the fuck?
Oh, Kratos Leonidas.
You gotta keep going around the one. That is the one. Tell him the name.
I think what was it called? Was it Raymond?
No, man. Tell him that you was going, that my name was in the running.
That's right.
For man. That last kid.
But you I see, was, Ramon is also my father's name. So I was like, when I said that, I knew this your head was going to blow up. And I was like, man.
Listen, it doesn't matter, man. I was in the running, man. I was in the running, baby.
You was, man. You was a contender, man.
I was in the running. Yeah. But we went with Cecil Librado.
Librado is the name, my grandfather.
Okay.
So, you know, I just wanted to get my old school name and keep, you know, the history of my family going.
I dig it.
So, yeah.
I dig it. So, you got seven of them.
Seven.
How the fuck do you get seven kids? Because
I got one. A lot of practice, bro.
Ooh, okay, we can do that one. Or you only did it seven times.
That, yeah, maybe I got lucky. Batting 100.
Yeah.
No, it's seven kids. I came from a big family, so I never saw myself with a small family.
Okay.
And it wasn't like I was like, hey, I'm going to have seven kids. It just turned out that way. But also remember, I was in the military. I'm old.
So what's the age ranges?
From 20. Well, the oldest, she's going to be 21, and the youngest, he's going to turn one.
So what the fuck November. Are you doing with your 21-year-old?
Well, she's off, you know, out the house. She's in the Marine. Other one's in the Navy. I didn't keep a lot of contact with them because, you know, I was in the Army, got divorced. That was another situation.
That was just life. Yeah. Life shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you do what you can as you can.
And I reconnected with them. But I'm 100% honest, and I'm super sorry. I think about people all the time. I just don't pick up the phone. You know, I don't like, I'll think about you, you know, I'll be like, hey, let me give this guy a text or something. Nothing. I'm just like, but I always best wishes and all.
Most death.
So right now I got the four in the house with me. Mm-hmm. Right. And, it is bananas. It is nonstop. If I can keep a thought in my head for more than 10 minutes, bro, it's a victory. It's a victory.
Yeah. Okay.
But just being flexible, you know, again, forgive yourself as a parent, because you're going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
You're going to mess it up, and you're going to be like, damn, man, I shouldn't have yelled at little man, or, oh, man, I shouldn't have gone, you know, whatever. You're always going to second guess yourself, and that just means that you're trying to grow as a parent.
Yeah.
So forgive yourself, because your kids are going to forgive you.
They don't have no choice.
Yeah, the other advice somebody else gave me was like, you know, the other side of the coin, this other dude I was talking to one time, he's like, ah, fuck it, do whatever you want, because kids are selfish. They're going to say, be mad anyways. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Can't be like that.
I can't lie to you. You were the first person that, when I asked you, you guys were hiding the sex of your child. Well, not hiding it, but you didn't want to know it.
Yeah, we didn't. We
yeah, y'all didn't want to know it. And I was like, what the fuck? Why you don't want to know the sex? And you was like, it doesn't matter. They're the same from 0 to 7 anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess they are the same from, you know what I mean? Like, up until about 7, 8 years old, you don't really even got to treat them any different.
Exactly. It's like, as society, we try to push gender roles on them. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, like, that kid can do whatever they want, you know, and still be a kid.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna ride bike, they're gonna play ball, you know, they're gonna play with dolls, they're gonna play with dinosaurs, they're gonna want to play in the dirt, they're gonna cry, they're gonna poop, nothing is different.
Yeah.
You know, and when the hormones hit, then you got a different, you know, it's a different ball game.
Now you got a kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to figure it out.
Yeah. But for that, I didn't try to push any, you know, I was trying to be progressive, but there was no reason for me to stop and say, no, you don't do that because that's a girl thing or that's a boy thing. It's like, let them, because I want my son to be kind and nurturing. I want my daughter to be strong, you know, and what you call them? And confident.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to, like, push him into one extreme or the other. So.
You really can't. That's deep, man. That's deep.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Listen, man. Fatherhood is crazy. My daughter live in Baltimore, so I do, you know what I mean? I do me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Shit, like, I just, you know, shit, I just be a dad, man.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I say, bro. I just, every day, I just try to be a dad. Like, that's the only thing you mm-hmm. can do. Like, whatever you could do that day to be a dad. Just do whatever that is. Yeah. Whether if your baby mother asks you for some money, if that's how you gotta be a dad that day, be a dad that way. If you gotta stay on the phone for 2 hours having a dance battle mm-hmm. with your fucking 4-year-old, then fucking have a dance battle for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but whatever you gotta do to be a dad, be a fucking dad.
Yeah.
And don't. I just wouldn't leave that responsibility to nobody else. Mm-hmm. And that might just be because I'm selfish. Because also when I date women, mm-hmm. like when we break up, I can't imagine you dating somebody else either.
Yeah.
So I definitely can't imagine my kid having another dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just too selfish to not be there.
Yeah. No, I hate it. And it's good. And it's good. And like when I wasn't there for my two eldest, it's like my thing was always like to do good work mm-hmm. and leave behind a good name, because that's
most definitely.
You know, don't want them to be like, come around and be like, oh, your dad, you know, was doing all this stuff.
Whether you were there or not, yeah, you're just going to leave a name.
Leave a good name. So, you know.
I think it. So, all right, man.
Positivity, happiness.
Hey, yo, this is motherfucker. Hey, yo, we having a great time. How you liking this, man?
I love it, man. It is nice, bro. You got a nice couch, man. You got the rug out for me.
Most definitely. Bro, that sweet. Rug is 13 years old.
Bro. Looks like you got it yesterday.
Motherfucker. All right, so we gonna get into these random questions, man. We gonna wrap this thing up.
Go, man. What we got? We got.
It don't gotta be rapid fire, but we gonna go.
You know, I dissect shit. You know.
Yeah,
you know how
so
ridiculous.
Go ahead.
Having an Altoid, you know.
No, pop an Alty. You know what I'm saying? Is that an Altoid or is it actually crack?
Actually, Altoids.
The cinnamon
flavored crack. Yeah, we got you.
Okay. All right, so in a fight, would Oscar the Grouch beat Pooh Bear?
Yo, Oscar the Grouch would freaking smoke him.
Bro, I got Winnie the Pooh demolishing Oscar the Grouch.
How?
What makes you think Oscar's in a fucking trash can? How you even gonna run up? Nigga, Winnie the Pooh is beating the shit out of Oscar.
I give you legs, but what is he gonna do? All right, he throws a jab, then he just sit there and start thinking. Look at me and tell me this dude's. He's gonna start think. Oscar's gonna put hands on him, bro. He's gonna sleep. The dude's asleep, man. He's too slow.
Nah, bro. I got Winnie the Pooh.
You got Winnie the Pooh?
I got Winnie the Pooh for sure.
If he ever gets out that window looking for honey, then we can talk about it.
All right. So, if you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
A lot of things, man.
Nah, just pick one superpower.
Just pick one superpower?
Flying, fucking invisibility.
Bro, you know, teleport.
Teleporting?
No, I take it back. Can I take it back?
Yeah.
Teleporting is hot as shit, though. But, dude, I want to be Magneto, bro.
Magneto? What the fuck? Out of all the things, bro. Why would you want to be able to attract metal to your body?
Not attract metal. You have the power of magnetism. And magnetism, you can create energy fields, electricity. I mean, you have so much control over the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable with magnetism. You create gravity. When you look into that,
see,
it's ridiculous. Dude, I thought about this way too
smart
much.
That's too fucking smart of an answer. That's too fucking smart of an answer, magnetism. Because I'm only thinking about attracting metal to your body. Yeah. I would have never thought
I'm
about
creating
I'm
not a magnet. I'm not just a magnet, bro.
You're fucking no.
Huh?
This nigga dad talking about us in the ground. Nigga,
that's
fuck
right.
Out of here, man.
How we use a compass, bro? You got iron in your blood? I mean, come on.
Okay.
All right. Look.
Fuck that. So listen.
Yeah.
If a tornado and a tsunami got in a fight, who would win?
Tornado and a tsunami.
If they were both two entities and it was a tornado and it was a tsunami, what would be the greater impact?
Well, if we're talking about tornadoes and tsunamis as they occur on Earth, I'll give it to the tsunamis. Tsunami
okay.
would win.
Alright, so what if they were in a human's body and they had to fight each other?
A human body?
And you had the power of a tsunami and the power of a tornado in a human body.
Tornado.
The tornado would win?
Yeah, tornado would win, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, the damage that tornado would do inside a body would be devastating.
No, I'm talking about the power. Not saying that the tornado jumped inside of a human body.
Okay, you gotta specify, bro.
No, I'm talking about the power of a tornado.
The tornado in the body.
Inside of a human.
But if it's the same power that you have outside the inside, that's the tsunami.
It's the same shit. Yeah, tsunami is kicking the tornado's ass. Fuck that.
Well, you go with tsunami?
Bro, nah, the tornado is beating the shit out of the goddamn tornado.
How? Please.
Bro, think about all of the things that the tornado can swoop in a path. Tornado would just take all of that wind. That shit would probably park that shit like the Red Sea, nigga, and just go right through that goddamn tsunami, nigga.
I want you to know,
Come closer to the mic, nigga. Come closer to the
mic. He's over there, bro.
This nigga Dev want to talk shit from behind the mic, nigga.
Scientific fact, I just want you to know, some tornadoes have been created from tsunamis.
Some tornadoes have been, exactly.
You know what? This is the first time I heard it, but facts, bro.
But if the tornado was created from the tsunami, that means that the tornado got all of the power of the tsunami plus more.
No, it was just created as a bitch mistake. That's all.
So you're not going to call the tornado a bitch ass, nigga.
That's a side piece.
You trying to call. I'm just saying.
He just put it on the tornado.
It
like
just
that.
Came out of a mistake.
Fuck you.
Like, you was not supposed to originally be here. I was already tearing up shit.
All
right,
nigga, don't walk away. Don't walk away. Wait, Stay right here. Who is prettier? Nala or Pocahontas?
Ooh.
Yep, you better think about it. You better think about it. Dang. Because you can't tell me Nala is not the finest animal in the jungle.
I'm going to go Nala because I feel like Nala has some type of black heritage with her.
Because she in Africa.
There we go.
You know who else is in Africa?
Who that?
Dutch people.
Fuck you, Lion.
Yo, I'm just saying, man.
Who you got, Lonnie?
Yo, I'm gonna have to go Pocahontas, though. Gotta go Pocahontas. Even though historically she might have fucked up a little bit, but I mean, you know, she did what she thought was best at the time. But you know, that's part of my heritage, you know.
So, I dig it. I dig it. All right, so last question for the group, all man. Right. This has been a great pod, man. I really enjoyed this. Are you voting?
Oh yeah,
I definitely am. But I will not discuss with any and nobody who I am currently voting for. Or my voting interest is. Just know that I'm going to do my civic duty and just vote. That's all it is to it.
That's it. I'm voting, and I've done it every year that I've been able to vote. So even when you talked about, like, hey, man, vote for little guys, too, not just the presidential stuff. That's what I've been doing. It's like whenever I hear about it or say, hey, oh, there's a vote, I try to get out there and vote because it's those little people that it adds up and it moves up the chain, so...
I'm booting. Indeed. But yeah, man, this has been a great episode. Lonnie, thank you for sitting in here with me.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you, bro. I definitely thank you. Dev came through.
I got you, fam.
Dev is our producer. Anything I do, Dev has approved it before I did it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, now I'm playing. He has nothing to do with the pod.
nothing at all.
But yeah, man, I thank y'all so much for rocking with us, man. It's been a great time. Peace, love, hair grease. This is the Pod Daddy.